Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Mindspace Business Parks REIT earnings call for Q3 FY26 financial results. Please note, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Please note that this conference is being recorded. With that, I hand over the call to Ms. Shweta Shah from Mindspace Business Parks REIT. Thank you, and over to you.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining the earnings call for Q3 financial year 2026 of Mindspace Business Parks REIT. At this point, we would like to highlight that the management may make certain statements that may be forward-looking in nature. Please be advised that our actual results may differ materially from these statements. We do not guarantee these statements or results and are not obliged to update them at any point of time. I would now like to welcome our CEO and MD, Mr. Ramesh Nair, CFO, Ms. Preeti Chheda, and Mr. Govardhan Gedela, Head Corporate Finance, who will take you through the business update and the financial performance during the quarter. I will now hand over the call to Ramesh.
Thank you, Shweta. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining us all today. This quarter was another strong quarter for Mindspace REIT. The quarter was driven by strong demand for Grade A office assets and disciplined execution by us. We recorded gross leasing of 1.1 million sq ft. This momentum translated into good financial performance. NOI grew by 28.7% year-on-year to 671 crores. Distribution for the quarter increased by 19.8% year-on-year, delivering a DPU of 5.83 per unit. Similar strong show for the 9 months period of FY26. NOI grew by 26% year-on-year, 2,922 crores, and distributions increased by 18.1% year-on-year, resulting in 12.5% DPU growth. Rental traction remains healthy across the portfolio. We achieved a re-leasing spread of 27.4% on 1 million square feet re-let during the quarter. Rentals continued to trend upward, particularly in Madhapur. In Madhapur, we signed a transaction at 105 rupees per square foot, highlighting significant mark-to-market potential. During the quarter, we further strengthened and scaled up portfolios through announced acquisitions. Prime CBD assets in Mumbai, like Ascent Worli, which is Goldman Sachs HQ in India, The Square in BKC NX, which is JP Morgan's HQ in India, and a small office asset in Pune. These three acquisitions added 800,000 square feet of leasable area to our portfolio. Happy to share that we have concluded the acquisition earlier this month. These assets are irreplaceable, increasing our CBD portfolio and benefit from strong scarcity premiums. Looking ahead, there is two clear drivers for our growth: well-chosen acquisitions and a development pipeline we can execute with discipline and focus. A strong balance sheet keeps us agile. This gives us the ability to pursue when the right opportunity presents itself. Our approach is straightforward, consistent execution and delivery, reinforcing our performance and trust. I would now like to share highlights from various IPC reports. Let's look at the JLL insights first. In 83 million square feet of gross leasing in 2025, up 8% from 77 million square feet. GCC led demand by 31.4 million square feet, up 13% year-on-year, accounting for 38% of total leasing. Q4 2025 leasing hit a record 27 million square feet, driven by global firms and expanding GCCs. Net absorption again crossed 57 million square feet, up 14% year-on-year. Vacancy is the lowest in the last 5 years, with many micro markets witnessing single-digit availability. Now let's look at the CBRE insights. GCCs are set to drive 35 to 40% total absorption in 2026. Demand driven by steady investment, portfolio expansion, and ongoing digitization by global and domestic firms. While US firms remain the main GCC drivers, EMEA and APAC occupiers are increasingly setting up shop in India. New supply rose 10% year-on-year to 59 million sq ft in 2025. Q4 completions increased 10% year-on-year to 16.6 million sq ft. The Cushman & Wakefield report states that 2026 completions projected at 60 million sq ft to meet rising demand, growth driven mainly by fresh leasing alongside a steady rise in pre-commitment. Despite higher 2026 supply, vacancy expected to remain stable at 14%. REITs and listed developers likely to expand further in 2026, which is expected to increase the share of premium grade certified grade A assets. The Colliers report stated that with demand exceeding supply in 2025, vacancy declined year-on-year, while average rentals rose up to 15% in many micro markets in many cities. Hyderabad was driven by BFSI, consulting, and healthcare, together accounting for more than of the conventional leasing in Hyderabad. Hyderabad market again saw rental increase of more than 15%. In Mumbai, with limited new supply in 2025, vacancy fell to 8% and rental strengthened sharply year on year. Now we come to the operating and growth highlights. We recorded gross leasing of 1.1 million square feet in Q3 FY26. The committed occupancy for the quarter stood at 95.3%, excluding Pocharam and the acquisition we made in the second quarter of FY26. The acquired asset, the Square Financial District, is undergoing a planned stabilization phase as we evaluate and implement value enhancement ideas. Including the financial district asset, the Square, the portfolio committed occupancy for the quarter stood at 94.5%. We achieved a re-leasing spread of 27.4% for Q3 FY26 on 1 million square feet of area re-let. We saw robust growth in rentals across our micro markets, especially Madhapur and Hyderabad. We signed a deal in Madhapur, like I mentioned, at 105 rupees per square foot, offering huge mark-to-market potential. This follows last quarter deal signed at a rent of 100 per square foot, reinforcing sustained rental momentum. A global fintech giant renewed their office space for 10 years, giving us a mark-to-market of 50% in Hyderabad. Similarly, a global engineering GCC renewed their space for 10 years, giving a mark-to-market of 33%. In-place rent for portfolio today stands at 75 rupees per square foot, indicating clear headroom for mark-to-market opportunities. Happy to share that we have received the occupancy certificate for the Pearl Club in Mindspace Madhapur. We also received full occupancy certificate for Mindspace Fusion and Mindspace Airoli East. Growth pipeline is well on track. We're actively working on under construction pipeline of 3.6 million square feet, and approval for the balance 3.5 million square feet development pipeline are at advanced stages. We're very pleased to share that we've been ranked in top 5 REITs globally out of 377 REITs in 2025 in the S&P Corporate Sustainability Assessment, the DJSI. As you are aware, portfolio expansion remains a strategic priority with a continued focus on value-accretive acquisitions. Over the past year, we have grown our completed portfolio size by over 4 million square feet. This is through a mix of organic and inorganic growth strategies. Organically, we successfully constructed and leased 1.3 million square feet. This is the R2 building in Pune and one data center. Our inorganic growth included acquisition of sponsor assets of nearly 2.6 million square feet, the Hetero Commerce Zone asset in Hyderabad, the asset in Worli, the Square asset in BKC, and Raheja Woods in Pune. A large external third-party acquisition asset of 0.8 million square feet, which is the Q-City acquisition, and a consolidation within our parks of 300,000 square feet. Moving forward, we intend to focus more on acquisitions to strengthen our portfolio. With a scalable platform in place, we will continue to pursue high-quality assets in our core markets. A broad update on the development side. At Mindspace Airoli East, Fusion, our F&B hub, added many new outlets last quarter. Upon completion, we have 22 F&B and retail outlets, which will be lined up. As a public-facing destination, Fusion will bring more footfall and buzz to the park, Also, upgrade work is underway across buildings 1, 9, 10, 11, and 12 in Airoli East. We are creating premium hospitality arrival experiences with a sense of calm luxury. The lobbies would be both sophisticated and functional. Clubhouse upgrades have commenced and progressing well. We are also building a new food court and sports arena. Regular upgrades and redevelopments keep our parks future-ready. At Mindspace Airoli West, committed occupancy has climbed from 72% nearly 2 years back to 96% since the demarcation announcement in December 2023. Across a 5.4 million square feet business park in Airoli West, vacancy today stands at a low of close to 200,000 square feet. This progress strengthens our confidence in Navi Mumbai's growth and our long-term plan for the micro market. Rentals have moved up as well, with recent deals in Airoli being signed at 71 rupees per square foot. We currently have two data centers up and running in Airoli West. Three more are in different stages of development. Mindspace is the only Indian REIT with a data center portfolio today. Once completed, our portfolio will include about 1.7 million square feet of data center space. Starting early in data centers has been advantageous as demand for digital infrastructure continues to rise. At Mindspace Madhapur, 10 million square feet business park, vacancy is as low as 180,000 square feet. The Pearl Club, which is the experience center, remains on track for opening. We are also extending our skywalk from 1 kilometer to 2 kilometer to improve tenant experience. The skywalk is further expected to ease commute for nearly 100,000 people who use our Madhapur park. This will also provide direct link from the Raidurg metro station to key points within our campus. It also helps reduce road crossings and traffic congestion. In Commerce Zone Yerwada, our upgrades are aimed at making the campus more vibrant and engaging for everyday users. Refurbishment of the entrances have begun, improving the welcome experience. Building one's food court is also progressing well. We're also undertaking lobby and facade upgrades. Plans are underway to add terrace amenities and a revitalized central recreational garden. Let's look at customer centricity. We put customers first. Their feedback shapes our priorities, and sustainability is built into everything we do. We fast-tracked our H23 program, which is 23 focused actions to bring a more premium hospitality-led feel across our parks. We've added more spaces to relax and connect, more breakout zones, indoor games, music corners, and cafe-style seating. We are strengthening amenities across parks with better food options, activated terraces, improved clubhouses, and covered walkways. Elevator upgrades are also in progress, guided by life cycle assessments. We organized 16 tenant employee events last quarter, from festive celebrations and sports tournaments to stand-up comedy and curated third-party formats. We are directing CapEx into modernizing assets to drive stronger renewals and long-term stickiness based on the surveys, audits, and regular tenant inputs. The aim is simple: improve everyday experience for our valued occupier clients. These upgrades help us win and retain tenants. We understand that value comes from the park experience, not just the address. Our approach is consistent: build, lease, upgrade, and repeat. In terms of ESG, Mindspace REIT earned strong global recognition for our sustainability work. We are ranked among the top 5 REITs worldwide out of 377 REITs in the 2025 DJSI Corporate Sustainability Assessment, with an overall score of 73 out of 100. Green building milestones included building B4 in Kharadi, achieving a IGBC Platinum and LEED B4 Gold, and Madhapur buildings 1 and 8, which received EDGE pre-certification. These achievements reflect our focus on building in ways that use energy, water, and materials more efficiently. In conclusion, over the next 1 to 2 years, grade A supply constraints in many markets will support near-term pricing power for Mindspace REIT. On the demand side, AI-related job placement is not yet a material risk for Indian office markets. Lower interest rates should benefit us at Mindspace, given stable long-duration cash flows. Mindspace has delivered excellent returns of 37% in calendar year 2025, significantly outperforming Nifty and Sensex. Indian REITs have now seen a full market cycle, and we have proven resilience across COVID rate hikes and SEC disruption. With relatively lower interest rates compared to a year ago, cost of debt is now below cap rates, supporting accretive acquisitions. Mindspace has low leverage, giving us headroom along with balance sheet strength. We have also demonstrated our ability to close accretive acquisitions. We also have a strong sponsor-led acquisition engine and the proven capability to execute large accretive acquisitions efficiently. We are also benefiting from rental buoyancy in many of our micro markets, offering embedded mark-to-market. Our exposure to Hyderabad is helping us significantly today, given that Hyderabad has become India's most sought-after GCC destination. Stepping back, the message is consistent: pricing power, resilience through cycles, multiple levers for growth, and clear drivers for rental re-rating. We thank each one of you, our analysts and investors, for your continued support and guidance, which has been instrumental in our journey. At Mindspace REIT, we continue to build loud workspaces and maximizing value. Our investor proposition remains unchanged: high quality occupiers, disciplined growth, sustainability led action, and stable returns. Thank you all for your time. I will now hand it over to Preeti for further financial updates of the quarter.
Thank you, Ramesh, and good evening, everyone. I'm pleased to present yet another quarter of strong financial performance. Revenue from operations for Q3 FY26 increased 27.2% YoY to INR 8.2 billion, while NOI for Q3 FY26 grew 28.7% YoY to INR 6.7 billion. Distributions for the quarter rose 19.8% YoY to approximately INR 3.8 billion. Our DPU grew 9.6% YoY to INR 5.83 per unit on a higher unit base following our recent concluded acquisition. I'm pleased to report that we have successfully completed the acquisition of sponsor assets in Mumbai and Pune, which are Ascent Worli, the Square BKC Annex, and an IT building in Pune. With this, the GAV of the portfolio now stands at INR 441 billion, basis September 25 valuation. Including these assets, we have now completed inorganic acquisitions of 4 million square feet over the last 2.5 years, taking our total portfolio size to 39 million square feet. We shall continue to actively explore external acquisition opportunities that align with our investment philosophy and growth strategy. As of December 31st, 25, our LTV remains low at 24.9%. On a pro forma basis, including the acquisitions we completed post-December, the LTV stands at a comfortable 25.4%. This provides us enough balance sheet headroom to pursue inorganic opportunities to scale up. Our cost of debt declined by 13 bips during the quarter to 7.39% PAPM. This was driven by our active refinancing plan to replace relatively higher cost facilities. During the year, we have raised INR 61.5 billion at 6.95% PAPM through fixed cost instruments, largely to refinance variable cost loans, which carried higher interest rates. In Q3, we raised INR 19 billion at an effective rate of 6.98% PAPM through debentures. As a result, the fixed cost portion of our debt increased from 46% in March 2025 to 76% now. This keeps our interest costs predictable and volatile to the changes in external macro environment. On the regulatory front, we welcome the recent reforms, including the classification of REIT investments by mutual funds as equity, effective Jan 1st, 2026, and REIT eligibility for index inclusion from July 1st, 2026. In addition, relaxation in investment norms for government pension funds are a positive development. These measures will broaden the investor base and support long-term capital inflows into the REIT ecosystem. As we near the end of this financial year, we are happy to have delivered robust operating and financial for the 9 months ended December 25, and we expect to end the year maintaining this momentum. Similar to this financial year, we expect the next financial year performance to be driven by rising occupancy at our parks, especially Airoli Parks, rental uptick, delivery of projects that are currently under construction, and portfolio additions through inorganic acquisitions. I end here, and with this, I hand over the call to the operator to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may click on the raise hand icon from the participants tab on your screen. We will wait for a few minutes until the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from Samarth Agarwal of Ambit Capital. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, thanks for this. Just a couple of questions from my side. Firstly, for the expiries coming in 27 and 28, 1.3 and 2 million sq ft respectively, what kind of discussions are you having with respect to re-leasing? Firstly, how much of it would be released to the same tenants? And secondly, and more importantly, what would be the re-leasing spreads that you expect from the same?
So, Samarth, 77% of our expiries have been released at a healthy spread of close to 28%. So this year, our overall expiries are going to be close to 3.6 million sq ft. What we have seen over the last 4 years, Samarth, is on an average, 3 million sq ft is what comes up for expiry. And when the portfolio is growing like it's growing today, a 10% of the overall portfolio size is definitely something we can expect. Area coming up for expiry in FY 27 and 28 is only 1.3 million sq ft and 2 million sq ft respectively. But we have seen some of these things. Companies don't tell us what their plans are 1, 2, 3 years ahead. So sometimes these numbers kind of go up. In a rising market like this, in my speech, I mentioned about how one client we got a 50% mark to market in Hyderabad, and another client we got a 33% mark to market in Hyderabad. So these kind of opportunities are there. And out of this 3.6 million square feet, we expect to retain 2.3 million square feet, and 1.3 will be exits. And out of this 1.3 million square feet exits, they've already released 300,000 square feet. So, and in this 2.3 million square feet, we've again already retained 1.7 million square feet in the first 9 months. And the balance, 600,000, we hope to retain in the next 3 months, this quarter.
Understood. And secondly, in terms of releasing to newer clients, so just some thought on contrast between your current portfolio breakup, let's say between different sectors, and how the new releasing has happened. Are there any trends that you would like to point out in terms of any segment or any particular category where the new leases are more prominent in versus your current portfolio breakup?
So this quarter, although GCCs were only 27% of the leasing, Indian domestic and Indian MNCs were 52%, and non-GCC foreign MNCs were 21%. Overall portfolio is more or less stable today at 55% for GCCs. Domestic Indians at 26% and foreign MNCs at 18%. Two, three trends we have seen, Samrat, is some of these IT services clients who gave up space during COVID time, large Indian and multinational names, they are coming back. The main reason for that is they are insisting on office physical attendance for their employees. That's helping us. Previously, pre-2020, 2021, pre-COVID era, many large IT services, they would build their large campuses in different parts of India, outside the big metros, outside the six cities, outside in other cities like Bhubaneswar, Nagpur, and these kind of big campuses used to happen. Now that strategy seems to have kind of gone down. And every time they have a new client, they're looking at, okay, why don't we go take 100,000 square feet or a 200,000 square feet or a 70,000 square feet kind of transaction. So that's something, a new trend which we're seeing. IT services coming back selectively into campuses where they're comfortable with, They've been in some of these campuses. These are some of our large clients who gave up some space during when the vacancies went up. We are managing to get them back because they are familiar with our campuses, and many of their employees who are work from home stay close to our campuses. So that's an interesting trend we are noticing.
Got it. And just lastly, given the leasing momentum we have seen for the sector, any thoughts on how NOI growth and distribution would look like for FY27?
So we typically don't give forward-looking comments, but Samarth, till now there's not been any signs of any tariff impact on real estate. Even today, not many signs on AI impact. You heard me talk about JLL's last year data of 14% increase in net absorption from 15 square feet to 57 million square feet. This year, I was checking two, three of the data points when I met up with the IPC heads. They said whatever RFPs they have in hand, whatever inquiries they have in hand, this 57 million square feet can only go upwards. So these are the clients who they're sitting on, showing properties, inspecting properties. So they all feel that they have a much larger view of clientele than us because they look at the full 900 million square feet of offices in India. So they feel it's going to be a better year than 2025 calendar. So no sciences yet, but there could definitely be an impact of AI later on. Till now, we haven't seen. The question we keep getting asked every week. I wish I could give you the right answers for that. Till now, no impact.
Understood. Thank you so much. That's all from my side, and good luck for 2026.
Thanks, Samir.
Thank you so much. We'll take our next question from Jatin Kalra of Bank of America. Please go ahead with your question. Please unmute your microphone.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Hi, Ramesh. Ramesh, my question to you is, over the last 12 months, you've seen a very strong growth in market trends in Hyderabad, which has also helped your actuarial NAV. The way you've exited this year, how do you think the outlook for rental growth looks like for next year? Could it potentially normalize to some extent, but still probably stay ahead of the typical 4-5% rental growth that you expect in this particular asset class? And second, as a follow-up to this one, you did mention that expiries for next year are only at 1.3 million square feet. So would you think that there is an opportunity to look at some proactive churn as well to just start taking benefit of this healthy MTM that you have gathered over the last few months? Thank you.
Thanks, Jatin. Hyderabad, I think I've been going to Hyderabad since 2001 when Naidu used to be the chief minister. And what I've been seeing over the last 2 years, I think, in one is crazy. Crazy demand. I haven't seen this kind of demand coming in. I still remember when I joined the firm 2.5 years back, rentals were at 70. And we were putting up super grade A buildings. We're investing very heavily. And I was actually sitting with our engineering team to see how we can value engineer and reduce construction costs. This was 2 years back. Exactly opposite has happened. That 70 rupees rental today has become 95. B8, which is a new building which is coming up, 1.7 million square feet. The building is going to get ready only middle of next year. And the kind of inquiries, I could say that we already are sitting on around 2 to 3x of inquiries for that 1.7 million square feet. I won't be surprised if Building 7, by the time we finish the leasing of these Building 7, we had underwritten that building at around 85 in our numbers when we 82, 85 rupees when we decided to demolish. And you may remember that we had used the implosion technology to bring it down in 9 seconds, and we started building. That time we had put it at 82, 83 rupees was the underwriting. I will be surprised if the last few deals in Building 17, by the time we lease the full building, doesn't touch 120. So the market has gone bonkers. You would have seen how 46% of the new GCCs who have entered into India have all gone to Hyderabad. Proactive churn is something behind everything else. What works is our tenant relations. We value tenants over rentals. So unless a tenant shows their interest in vacating, obviously we try and retain their tenants. But when it comes up for renewals, we get that extra. Please also remember that many of these tenants who are sitting on 10-year leases, when they vacate, we also get efficiency adjustment related support, because many of 10 years back the market was at 78% efficiency, and today we are able to bring that to 70%. Almost all, not almost actually, all the deals we have signed in Hyderabad and Airoli East, all that have happened, new deals which have signed, new deals, which is where the client has gone out and a new client has come, all have happened at 70% efficiency. So that it is more area, which is also helping us. So proactive churn we don't do unless a client comes and says he wants to leave.
Perfect. That's very helpful and elaborate. Thank you so much, Ramesh.
Thank you so much. Our next question is coming in from the line of Pritesh Sheth of Axis Capital. Please go ahead with your question. Pritesh, please go ahead and ask your question. It seems there is no response from the connection here. We'll go to our next participant. We have Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead with your question, Puneet.
Yeah, thank you so much. Ramesh, on your comment on efficiency improvements coming to 70% from 78, will we see that an increase in leasable area in your presentations?
Yes, that's been something we've been doing over the last 2 years. And many a times, see, existing clients, there's always a pushback when they are renewing to
Okay.
reduce that 78 to 70%. Many times we get away with 74, 75. But new clients are perfectly okay with 70%, given that almost all the grade A institutional developers in their grade A parks have started quoting 70% as efficiency.
So
So
you're
that's something which we have kind of benefited.
okay. So you, and in future also, as you conclude such deals, your leasable area will just keep on growing just because of movement into this newer efficiency zone.
That's right.
Okay. My second question is actually on Airoli East, right? I mean, you've got still 500,000 sq ft coming up for expiry, 1.2 million sq ft to lease. How do you think about this market now?
So let's rewind back a couple of years, Puneet. Overall, combined Airoli in East and West, the occupancy used to be around the 75% mark. Today, that 75% has become close to a 90% mark. So that's significant. And my leasing team was selling in the next few months, we may not even have any space left in Gigaplex Airoli West. Airoli East, admit that we have some space. We believe there will be good trickle-down effect of no space being available in Airoli West into Airoli East, and Airoli West has already touched 96%, and Airoli East has already touched again 82%. Given that couple of our companies developers, their projects are also more or less leased in that Navi Mumbai market. We see good traction, Puneet, into our Airoli East asset. And like I mentioned in my speech, we are proactively upgrading. 5 buildings are getting upgraded, building 1, 9, 10, 11, 12. We are also upgrading our clubhouse, adding more amenities across the park. So all that is happening simultaneously.
Understood. And also next year, FY27, you've got Square Nagar's 0.4 million square feet coming up for renewal. Is that one large client or is it multiple clients? And how should one think about releasing that part? Any color would be useful.
Which square is this? Pune Square? Okay,
The Pune, Square Nagar, Pune.
there's a couple of clients there, and we are in proactive talks with them to renew. I think the chances of them renewing is more than 90%. In today's market, actually, I used to feel bad when clients used to say they're going to vacate 2 years back. These days, if a client says they want to vacate, we are perfectly okay with it because we get a better deal outside. I mean, change my stand 1 year down the line, but today we are okay if clients are clients leave, but proactive discussions happening there on retaining.
And with your
To clarify,
portfolio, sorry, go
to
ahead.
answer your question, this is one client. This is one client.
This is one client. Okay. And in your portfolio, you're already close to 95% leased out. How should one think about, potential for a further increase in occupancy? And when do we see the gap between the actual and committed occupancy get bridged?
Actual and committed, always it takes some amount of time, given that clients take a little bit extra time to close documentation also, given that 55% of the clients are GCCs and another 20% are non-GCC multinationals. I think the focus would be now, Airoli, the focus would be financial district, where we have some space left. The recent ascent, which you picked up in Worli, that still has around 70,000 square feet left. So the focus would be to make sure in parks like Yerwada Commerce Zone and in Madhapur, whatever you see that little bit of 80,000 square feet vacant in Yerwada or Madhapur, 180,000 square feet, these are all scattered around the park. So it's not that you're going to get clients tomorrow to fill them up. And these are also smaller units, may not be the best type of units for clients. Floor plates may not be as efficient as rest of the parks, rest of the buildings. So some of this will get eventually leased. So the focus is on every weekly basis when we review our leasing teams is to see how we can fill all this up. But Airoli West, which was a problem 2 years back, today no longer a challenge. I hope to say something similar for Airoli East in the next few quarters.
Understood. That's very helpful. And lastly, Preeti, if you can talk about the cost of debt already at very fine rates of 7.39, and you've got some maturity due in FY27, should we expect further compression from here on, or you think you've already maxed out given where G-Secs and repo rates are?
Yeah, Puneet, hi. I don't think you should look for any further reduction in interest rates because, as we talked, the last deal which we did from there, the yields have almost gone up 25 bits already. If at all, we should be able to maintain these levels or see marginal increase, but I don't see them coming down. So you can take at similar levels as we have achieved now.
Understood. That's very helpful. Thank you so much and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question coming in from Yashas Gilganchi of BOB Capital Market. Please go ahead with your question.
Team, thank you for taking my questions. In-place rents at around 74.7 per square foot were 4.6% higher year-on-year versus a 6% increase that Mindspace has achieved since 2021. What is holding back growth in-place rents and what can drive this in the future?
So, because of very nature of this business, Yashas, where you sign 9 year and 10 year contract, that's where the mark to market every time we just in the last few quarters, we've been talking of mark to market between 25 to 30%. And it also shows what the opportunity we have. Even when these rentals come up for renewal, clients also know that property next door is paying much, maybe 20 rupees more or 25 rupees more. They're willing to kind of go up. So that's something which we will take advantage of every time agreement comes up for renewal.
Right. So
I think
despite.
also just to add to what Ramesh said, of course, as Ramesh said, in the net, I mean, we've generally seen about 3 million square feet of reletting coming, whether it's early exits or scheduled expiries. I think one big contributor to our rent enhancement has also been Hyderabad. And in Hyderabad, we don't have too much coming up for reletting immediately. But if you have, but I think where we'll really make good will be the new areas which are going to come up, the two redevelopment buildings. One will be delivered in the coming financial year and one next. So those are the ones which will give you a large upside in terms of your rental. Otherwise, it will all depend on the re-leasing which is coming up in the next 2 years.
Yes, just like I mentioned, when we underwrote this to demolish building 8, it was around the 80 to 83 rupee mark. And today, we're quite confident that even the earlier deals will cross 110 rupees. So, and it will touch 120 by the time we finish leasing in that park. So.
Okay, understood. Just trying to understand this a bit deeper. So, despite strong office leasing momentum, re-leasing spreads compressed to around 27.4% versus 28.1 as of 2Q26, though it's up from around 26.4 as of 3Q25. Please tell us what is pressurizing spreads.
Yes, it's one of quarters here and there, the 24, 27, it depends on clients. We have 178 clients in a portfolio. You shouldn't look at that kind of, as long as it's going up, it's fine. 74, 24 and 28 is not materially different. Different clients have their own strategy. Some of them are big, some of them are big names, some of them occupy a lot of, so it's not the just exact numbers by which
And
we.
also depends on which location is coming up for re-leasing. So locations where the spread is really large, if you have re-leasings coming there, then we tend to benefit more than locations where rentals are not seeing such a big spike.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Our next question is coming in from the line of Parvez Qazi of Nuvama Group. Parvez, please unmute your microphone.
Hi, good afternoon. Congratulations for a great set of numbers. A couple of questions from my side. First, given the strong leasing momentum that you're witnessing, where would you expect your occupancy levels to be, let's say 1 year down the line, or maybe by FY27 end?
So this year we are hoping it will touch 95%, and that upward momentum will continue next year. So quite confident, Parvez, that this 95 number will go up. Whatever inclusivity, we have some innovative repositioning, value addition ideas in mind, which we will start executing from this quarter onwards. So, and like you heard me say, there's a lot of upgrades happening in Airoli East. These are the only two places where we have some decent vacancy. And when we had bought Q City in Hyderabad Financial District and renamed it the Square Financial District, we had mentioned at that time that we would look for some innovative value-added strategies there. And that's exactly what we are executing starting this quarter. So you'll hear some good news around that soon.
Parvez, please unmute your microphone if you have any more questions.
Yeah, hi. Second question is on the SEZ part. What would be the vacancy in SEZ versus non-SEZ portion of our portfolio?
So as he said, we've benefited hugely from the demarcation approval rules. We have demarcated 2.8 million square feet, of which we have already leased 2.2 million square feet out of the 2.8 million square feet. So non-SEZ occupancy today stands at 96.6%, and SEZ occupancy today stands at 92.7%.
Sure. Just to add to what Ramesh said, actually now SEZ and non-SEZ have become infructuous, yeah, because we are able to get demarcation within 45 to 60 days. So it really doesn't matter now whether it's an SEZ area or it's a non-SEZ area.
Sure. Thanks and all the best for future.
Thanks, Parvay.
Thank you so much. We have Pritesh Sheth of Axis Capital with his question here.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, please.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Sorry for the technical issue earlier. Couple of questions. I think one is where I'm trying to build blocks for growth in FY27. So just on previous participant's question as well, in terms of narrowing the gap between actual and committed, I understand that gap will always, some bit of gap will always remain, but right now we are at 89% odd on actual occupancy, while our committed is at 92-93. Will this 4% gap will be able to bridge sometime next year, because I understand that some of the leases that we had in Airoli West were some kind of deferred leasing, which would take some time in terms of occupying. So I'm just trying to understand whether we'll reach actual occupancy of 93% next year sometime.
Earlier than that, actually, a lot of these are just getting completed in terms of documentation. And it's mainly because of the timing difference between LOI and lease deed. It's just a matter of time. See, clients obviously take their time to close these kind of large deals. And I mentioned earlier that given that there's a lot of GCC demand where there are multinational stakeholders outside the country, typically it takes time. But obviously our intent is to bring it down as much as possible, because we want the rentals to start at the earliest. So the work is on that, Pritesh.
Yes, I think structurally there will be some gap between the two, because we also do experience churn. So typically between one client moving or new client signing up and rents commencing, there will be some structural gap between the two numbers.
Sure, sure. Got it. And so apart from the acquisition-led growth, we will have 1.5 million square feet completed in Q1 FY27, the first redevelopment block in Madhapur. And since it's fully leased, we will start generating rentals sometime in starting second half of next year, right? If that's right.
That's right. That's right. Our building is on track to get completed, and our projects team is doing a very good job. So we'll finish the building by which month are we estimating finish?
I think by December.
Yeah, so we're on track. We're on track to finish the project.
Sure, and
but obviously, it will be in phases. So you may not see too much of rent from this building coming in the next
year.
Of course, rent will start. Yeah, but I would say if you really have to assume any meaningful rental from this building, then you should take it FY28.
Got it.
But these large clients, obviously, they take time to do their fit outs. And this is a large global bank's biggest GCC outside of US. So they'll take time. Obviously, when they take time to do their fit outs, they also negotiate longer rent-free periods. So that's part of a deal.
Sure. Completion you mentioned is December of 26.
Yes.
Yeah, because in
The rent, we are talking about the rent, Pritesh, not the completion.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Got it. Fair enough. And
our completion estimates will be somewhere around between Q1, Q2.
okay.
Q1 is what we expect, so around June, July. But we expect the rent to start by December because it'll take about a few months to finish the fit-outs. So that's why I said you may not realize rent for the full year, you will realize for part.
Got it. Fair enough. And beyond these three developments, there is obviously this 1 million square feet data center assets which are coming up. I also heard you saying that we are progressing with another 5.5 million square feet development, in terms of getting approvals. Can you first elaborate the timelines of data center and then, talk about this 5.5 million square feet which you highlighted?
This is the final price.
Three and a half.
Three and a half. So three and a half, Pritesh, the challenge was last year when there was no approvals being given. And then the Supreme Court order came in September. And our files were right on top in terms of getting MOEF approvals. So many of these projects, which is B15 in Airoli, B17 in Airoli, B18 in Madhapur, all these are data centers, million square feet. All this are at that final stages of getting approval. So many of it, the local bodies, like in Mumbai, the local body to give approvals is MIDC. Already got the MIDC approvals, only the environmental MOEF approvals are pending, and inspections have been happening, and we'll be very soon able to. If I was in September, I would have told you it's still uncertain. But right now, Pritesh, it's looking very certain that we'll start construction work at the earliest.
Sure, and completion timelines for a data center would be like FY29 and beyond, or earlier than that.
Typical data centers, given that these buildings are just 7 levels, and given that these buildings don't have basements, and where we also create a next door block to keep your chillers and DGs and all that. Typically, it should take around 18 to 20 months. Data centers also don't have rent-free periods like large GCC clients. So rentals also kind of start early. Office building typically today takes around 3 years to build, while a data center takes only around 18 to 20 months to complete.
Got it. Fair enough. That's helpful. That's it from my side, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may click on the raise hand icon from the participants tab on your screen. We have a follow-up question coming in from Parvez Qazi. Parvez, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Just one follow-up. If I heard it correctly, you said we are working on getting approvals for another 3.5 million square feet data centers. Is the number correct?
I don't think I mentioned that. Maybe I said 3.5 million square feet of development. If you
Development.
remember, we mentioned we have 7 million square feet of development. 3.5 is under construction. And the balance 3.5 is at final stages of getting approvals. That's what I meant. I didn't mean in that
Sure,
a
sure,
million
sure.
data centers current.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that's what I thought. Just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. As there are no further questions, on behalf of Mindspace Business Parks REIT, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for joining us, and you can now click on the leave icon to exit the meeting. Thank you all for your participation.